Press statement, take two.
The United Nations mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, has welcomed the decision by the United Nations Security Council to review its peacekeeping mandate until 15 March 2019 with the passing of Resolution 2406. Since the outbreak of civil wars in 2013, UNMISS has remained committed to working with the people of South Sudan to end the conflict and build durable peace so that families can return to their home to live safely and with dignity. Resolution 2406 requires UNMISS to continue its work to protect civilians, both internally displaced people who have sought sanctuary within protection site next to UN base, and civilians more broadly through the proactive deployment of its peacekeeping troops across South Sudan. The mission will continue to facilitate the safe delivery of humanitarian assistance to those in need and to monitor, investigate, and report on human rights. The new mandate authorizes UNMISS to support the implementation of the 2015 peace agreement and current peace processes, including through the High-Level Revitalization Forum. The resolution maintains the overall force level of UNMISS with a ceiling of 17,000 troops, including the Regional Protection Force. The role of the Regional Protection Force is extended from its previous focus largely on duty within the capital Juba and surrounding areas to assisting in the improvement of security within communities in other parts of the country as necessary. These decisions acknowledge the changed security environment in Juba since the initial Security Council decision approving the deployment of Regional Protection Force. Resolution 2406 also mandates UNMISS to work proactively to provide technical assistance or advice to government institutions and civil society actors on international humanitarian law, investigation and prosecution of sexual and gender-based violence in compliance with the UN Human Rights Due Diligence Policy in order to strengthen protection of civilians and promotion of human rights in South Sudan. UNMISS welcomes the new mandate and remains committed to working with the people of South Sudan to protect civilians and build durable peace.